Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, February 5th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, 2009-10 Notts County FC Season. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of Wikipedia articles, exploring fascinating stories that might have gone unnoticed. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're embarking on an intriguing journey through the 2009-10 season of Notts County FC, a season filled with unexpected twists, high hopes, and notable moments that enrich the tapestry of English football history. The 2009-10 season for Notts County FC stands out as a landmark year for a club often labeled as one of the oldest professional football clubs in the world. Notts County, at this time, was competing in League Two, the fourth tier of English football. But oh boy, what a season it turned out to be. Imagine, you're back in the summer of 2009. Notts County had just been taken over by a consortium called Munto Finance. With a promise of riches and a bright future, the football world had its eyes on this historic club. The plan was ambitious, to take the Magpies all the way up to the Premier League. You may wonder what it was like for the fans. How did they feel about the prospect of rubbing shoulders with the elite of English football? Well, hope and enthusiasm were undoubtedly at an all-time high. Intriguingly, Notts County pulled off a considerable coup by persuading former England manager Sven-Göran Eriksson to join as director of football. This was a huge surprise and turned the spotlight onto the club. Did you know? It was a move that baffled many, considering Eriksson's status and the club's then-league standing. What do you think motivated Eriksson to join a League Two club? Could it have been the potential for a fairy tale rise through the divisions, or maybe the allure of a fresh challenge in an unexpected environment? Throughout the season, with fresh optimism, Notts County embarked on a transformative journey, leveraging significant resources compared to their peers in League Two. Names like Kasper Schmeichel, son of legendary goalkeeper Peter Schmeichel, graced the team's roster. Do you think the pressure of having such a notable name on the team list added extra motivation for the players? Or did it perhaps bring about unexpected challenges? With so much happening off the pitch, one could easily forget about the football itself. Yet, the Magpies' campaign was nothing short of remarkable. They went on to secure the League Two title convincingly, finishing with 93 points. This secured their long-awaited promotion to League One. But at what cost? While the team soared high on the league table, behind the scenes, clouds were looming. As we delve deeper, the season was not without its upheavals. September 2009 saw manager Ian McParland being replaced by Hans Backe. However, Backe's tenure was short-lived, lasting just 9 games. By the time Steve Cotterill took the reins in February 2010, the off-the-field issues were coming to a head. It turned out the promised financial support from Munto Finance was dissolving faster than a sugar cube in tea. In December 2009, the ownership transferred to a group of supporters led by Ray True, outlining a grim portrayal of lavish spending with limited funds. The aftermath left a trail of discontent and a financial quagmire, with debts mounting. How should clubs balance ambition with financial sustainability? It's a question that resonates beyond just football, impacting various sectors striving for growth today. Finally, what this season teaches us is the precarious nature of club ownership, the importance of accountability, and the resilience of football communities. How do we measure success in such an environment? Is it merely about victories on the pitch, or should the well-being of the club's culture, community, and finances also play critical roles? I would love to know your take. As we wrap up this episode, today's takeaway is a reminder of how events off the field can dramatically shape the destinies of clubs and communities, sometimes in ways as thrilling as the matches themselves. What do you believe is the most significant takeaway from the 2009-10 Notts County season story for other clubs? Thank you for tuning in to Wikipedia. I hope you enjoyed untangling the curious 2009-10 season of Notts County FC. If you'd like to explore more about such intriguing adventures in football, you now have a starting point to immerse yourself deeper into the world of sports history. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and let curiosity be your guide.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, 2009-10, Notts County FC season. Thanks for listening. See you next time.